Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tonight on The Bachelor, Stagecoach has postponed their festival. Can anyone tell us if Blake is okay? Then, Peter proposes to Hannah Ann. Will his mom ever stop crying? Plus, what's next for Pete and Madison? Can this relationship actually make it in real life? All that and more. It's our most dramatic episode ever. This is The Bachelor.
Hello and welcome to The Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay.
And I'm Derek.
And this is going to be a weird episode because we are actually using like 15 pieces of technology right now to produce it because there's a little thing happening called
coronavirus.
Yeah, coronavirus. And
welcome to the year 3000 for us recording this.
I know.
We're literally, so we're FaceTiming on our computer. We're on some app on our phones. And simultaneously, like all of this is going on while we're trying to look at our notes on our computers and everything too. It's, yeah.
We also have Mike here. Mike, say hi.
Mike's our producer.
Our podcast producer.
Yeah.
Who is staying up late with us tonight and helping us record and put this together. So shout out to him. He's also the voice you hear every week at the beginning, giving us our intro, you know, his like little, the stage intro voice, you know, like the God type voice. Anyways. So yes, we're going to be working from home, at least over here at Betchazar. And for the next few weeks, maybe to hopefully not more than that, depending on how things go. So just bear with us.
So this is basically all of you. Yeah. You're all going to be on a group FaceTime with us from here on out.
Yeah. So welcome to this. So anyways, let's dive right in. Make sure you guys are following us on Instagram at The Bachelor and Twitter at Bachelor Pod. We are live memeing and tweeting every week, even though we have the next couple of weeks, not off because we'll still be recording episodes, but
yeah,
we,
TBD on the content, but we'll, yeah, we're going to bring some people in. We'll have fun. It'll be continuing pod. We're not going to take a break. I went looking for our, tweets today, by the way, just like a fun little side story because, I was explaining to somebody like what our Twitter account is and everything. And I went into
this is Twitter.
I know exactly. I went into the whole Kardashian Mike Fleiss thing that
oh,
like blew up.
God,
I had totally forgotten about
tweet.
It.
Never forget.
It was pretty good. Yeah.
I still so stand by it.
By the way, just another weird thing. I was walking. Kay and I were together earlier today. I was walking on the street, and somebody actually stopped me. It was like, hey, Derek, good to see you. And I was just like, hi. And she literally, then she goes, oh, hey, by the way, I didn't get my mug yet from, she like won one of our contests for, you know, the rate review,
for the right
subscribe.
Reasons.
Yeah. There you go. Sorry. Which is my segue.
Your mug will be coming in. Right. Which is your segue into our winner this week. We have, let's see, Twitter. It's Lexus03. And it's called The Bachelor Pod Has All the Tea. How about, Derek, I'll read like the first half and you read the second?
Perfect.
Okay, gorge. All right. So it says, welcome to the bet. I think this is a wrap. I just want to put this out there. I read it earlier and then I didn't preface it until now. So it's, welcome to the Bachelor Show. Oh, where betches get together and make fun of yo. Bunch of guys, bunch of girls not eating their food, going on dates to get the rose or two. America's got their favorite favorites, and so do I, from Caitlin to JoJo to Ben. He's so fly.
He's so fly. Nick Vile, why you having me read the last half of this? Nick Vile has a great pod. Yeah, I dig it. Do any of Pete's girls even want a ring yet? Tune in on Tuesday mornings to get the scoop. The Bachelor Pod has all the dramatic skinny pop for you.
Yes. So Lexus 03, I will be reaching out to you and you will be getting your mug. So thank you guys so much again for all of the submissions. We love reading your reviews. Like I said, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, 5 stars. We pick a winner each week. You get a free mug. And what do they get, Derek?
They get mugged.
They get mugged. Okay. So let's sort of, there's not really any news except for one piece that I feel like is very exciting / sad / somebody should check on Blake. Because Stagecoach has been postponed. I posted on our Instagram story and I said because Stagecoach posted their announcement and saying that they were postponing until October. And I was like, can someone check on Jake? Or not Jake, Blake, and make sure he's okay.
Blake, actually, I saw that he tweeted something earlier today. And so I think like our skinny pop moment of our salty moment of the off week is Blake being like, what are they going to do for storylines now for Paradise? That was his tweet. He was like trying to go as if that was the whole show was about him and everything that happened there.
Right. Also, as if we haven't made that joke yet.
Right.
Right.
He's trying to 8 Mile us and like beat us to the joke, but everybody else was already thinking it for the last 2 weeks.
I mean, it's so true. It's been, I seriously can't believe that we're living in a world right now where there's some insane virus where we have to be like, I'm essentially working from home for the next week and a half, possibly 2 weeks, and I'm going to go a little stir crazy. So, you guys are more than welcome to come over.
Well, we may be quarantined, but not The Bachelor. This is my second not the Bachelor attempt.
Okay. And so let's start off.
Yeah, I want to start with this. Do you remember when we straight up loved Pete's family? Like all of them, we were all in love with Pete's family.
Die for them.
Especially
they were
Barb.
Super cringe because of the dancing, but like we loved her.
And like the clapping on at the end of Hannah B's season when they were like behind Pete.
Right.
Yeah. We were all loving this family. And after tonight, I don't know how to feel anymore.
I've never felt so shocked and weird and offended by you know. One, I guess it's not even real. I mean, I guess it's his dad as well. But I honestly think that he was just saying all of the stuff at the end so Barb wouldn't freak out on him.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and Nick Vial tweeted something and was like, if Pete's parents can't ship Madison and Pete, then how could we? And I'm like, easy. What?
Right. They don't. They're not
being irrational.
You know, this is like the ultimate. I know that the idea of like somebody playing with your emotions and making you want them more now is like it's the new thing. But this is like the OG where your family is like they're not enough for you, and you just kind of like give your family the finger and are like they're who I want. You know, it's anybody telling you something that you shouldn't have makes you want them right. more. And so I think that like. Barb is trying to have him and steered in one direction. And it seems because you know, like in this, so in the first episode, Pete does the like, stop, mom.
Yeah.
I think it's just encouraging him even more to go against her wishes. Like he's had enough.
Definitely. Definitely. God, this is also weird. I can't wait to go into it more later because this was wild.
I know. Another side note that like across the board, I wrote down, we officially now know why Peter is so into tears from the whole season. Why anytime anyone cried, he was like, oh, can I please, let me help you. Mom's been doing this for years.
It's mom. I mean, he walked in for the first time you know, seeing them, getting ready to tell them that he was engaged. And it was like she had, like, he came back from war.
Yeah. Like, I mean, he's got the scar, like, on his forehead. He kind of was.
Yo, he was actually at war. That is so true. I'm so shocked about this season as a whole, but especially this episode. But okay, so the first, this is a compilation of night one and night two. And it all starts off in Australia. And
Jennifer Lopez is there.
Jennifer Lopez. I wish she was there. Does that sound?
No. That
sounded sort
of. You can't even, okay. You can only say the name. You can't say anything else.
But they start out in Australia with his family, and he's getting ready to introduce Hannah Ann to his family. And he's like, you know, she's amazing. She's a sweetheart. She, saying all these good things about her. And his family was like, well, she sounds like you. And I'm like, gross.
Oh, gag. Okay. But even gag. I wrote this down. He actually said, she's the perfect combination of pure, beautiful innocence that combines effortlessly with all the confidence in the world. She's the perfect combination of sexy and cute.
Sexy and
just, like,
cute.
Added a couple words to it.
That's so true. If you guys haven't seen Crazy Stupid Love, that is a huge quote. And
I was like, I think I've heard that. He took it from there. Before. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. And so Hannah Ann comes in, and, you know, she's very candid with his parents about how she feels. And I mean, I don't know if I've even ever said those things to, you know, a boyfriend's family and been like, you know what, I'm just so in love with him. Like, I want to be with him for the rest of my, you know, gushed like that. I don't think I've ever done that, because in my head, I also don't see a time when I ever would have to. I guess when a guy is getting ready to propose to a girl, that makes sense, you know, asking for permission. But I don't know. I can't think of a time when I would have to say all of those things that aggressively, you know?
Yeah, it feels like this is so many conversations in one, right? This is like 8 different times over the course of 4 years boiled down into one, you know, little 2-hour conversation. This is the craziest part of this whole show to me always, because when you get to this point and now, like, family's involved on both sides, and, you know, like, Peter ends up FaceTiming Hannah Ann's parents, they're outside in the real world, and usually they kind of, like, bring it back and bring, like, a reality check. I do feel, this is kind of more like a grand scheme, but when they're talking to Peter at the beginning and they're talking about, like, what they expect from these girls and Hannah specifically, I kind of get the sense, you know how you used to say to me where you're like, well, why do you guys use that word lead and all these different things? Mm-hmm. It's like the lingo of people who have watched this go off. They have, like, all the lingo down. And I feel like we're kind of – and here Peter's family is basically going into this whole – like, they're using the lingo. I think you can tell that they've watched the show way more than most families have. And it almost makes it feel like – it's the problem with when fans are on the show. They feel like they're almost acting sometimes. And I kind of got that feeling.
Oh, no, totally. That's when you mentioned that, she says something to him. She said, Barb was talking to Peter and said, you know, it happened last season with Hannah B. And the fact that she's referring to these things as seasons, yes, I get it. It is a season. Like, it is a different, it's a show. But she's referring to Hannah as Hannah B, as if it's on a TV show, not just Hannah, not the just girl Hannah who you were in love with, Hannah Brown, but Hannah B. It all seems very, I've done my research. I know this is a show, and I need to, you know, referencing all those things feels really weird to me.
I 100% agree.
Imagine you're in the Bachelor Mansion. How would you stand out from all the rest and secure that coveted rose? Maybe it's a quirky and memorable introduction or crushing it at flag football. But what about a delicious smelling perfume mist that'll make you impossible to forget? Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Their fragrances are unique, complex, and turn heads. I love the smell of Sol de Janeiro. And I'm sitting here with Cheirosa 62 perfume mist and Cheirosa 59 perfume mist. Both of them are equally great. Cheirosa 62 perfume mist is an iconic, warm, and sunny fragrance that takes you to a forever kind of summer. It's beautiful. It smells great. It takes you to a place. And then there's Cheirosa 68 perfume mist with notes of salted ocean air and luscious florals. It's all great. You know, the word delicious is correct. It makes a statement. You're going to love Sol de Janeiro. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code BETCHLER10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code BETCHLER10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code BETCHLER10.
Hannah Anna's talking to his parents, and I mean, she keeps crying during this entire speech with him and with his parents. And I know that she is very emotional. And I think part of the reason why she keeps crying like this is because she knows, or she has some sort of inclination that, oh shit, he's not going to pick me, or have this, you know, that anxiety of, I really have to step it up because I'm nervous or whatever. I think she knows. And that's why she's feels like she has to overcompensate with the tears and the gushing of emotions and all of that stuff.
Yeah, which by the way is exactly what Peter's mom says. She makes sure that they know how much she loves him and how much, like, 100% in she is. Which, like, feels to your point earlier, it almost, like, feels too cringy. It feels like something that you shouldn't have to say because people like would begging. Normally just see it. Yeah, it sounds like begging because people normally just see that stuff, right?
Right. I mean, and, I guess if you only have, like, 10 seconds with somebody.
Yeah, this is basically speed engagement. Go ahead.
Well, she also said, she said this multiple times, this could be our last week. She knew.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I saw that, she had to have known. The fact that she said this could be our last week multiple times, that is a clear sign that she's feeling very insecure about this and thinks she could not be the one.
Yeah. And then I guess, like, after all this, I didn't really have too much more on Hannah, because that's basically what she did. She came in and just, like, made her case almost like a lawyer. And then, like, his dad's talking to him, right? And asks if he's leaning one way or the other, trying to, like, get a sense from Peter what he even thinks. And this dude seriously has made the season so hard on himself. Even now, he's just, like, both-sidesing this thing to his dad and his mom. And, I mean, like, I just don't think I don't know if he was just ready for any of this, basically. That's where we keep talking about how the girls weren't ready because of their age and stuff. But, like, I just think Peter wasn't ready. And that made all of them seem, you know, the way that they were, too.
Oh, Peter for sure was not ready for any of this. And we knew that from the beginning. I mean, that was our first... like the first red flag about all of this entire season was the fact, we don't know if Peter's ready. Why is he the Bachelor? Like, all of us were so confused because he seemed...
Get this guy a normal bow tie, young. You know?
Right. I don't want to say he seemed young because it's really not anything to do with age. It's just more of just the maturity level and if he is able to handle these sort of situations, which he clearly was not able to do. But
so many awkward pauses at this point,
right?
And just, like, basically Pete filling the silence with not knowing he wanted.
And his dad, you know, his dad thinks they're compatible. And she tells Peter that she's in love with him, which I think that was the first time she's really told him. I think she's told him, like, I'm falling in love with you. Or, like, maybe she has told him that she loves him. I can't remember. But it felt very much like a first time. But that could also just be her intensity.
I mean, she did. But you know what? What was annoying me, too, is you're at the end of this thing. And Pete, like, hasn't said anything back to her at this point. Even though he keeps talking about nothing. How he's like, I'm in love with two women. But how is she supposed to feel into it either? He didn't leave any chance for either of these girls to actually really get to know him. Because going back to, and I was going to say this later, but whatever, I'll throw it in now. Not doing the fantasy suite with Maddie, even though they didn't have to have sex. They could have just talked. They did, like, chill. All of the last 3 weeks, he has done so as many wrong things as he possibly can.
Right.
We keep saying, did Maddie know what show she's on? I seriously wonder if Pete knows what show he's on.
Like, somebody call him, let him know that there are way too many girls out there, you know, waiting for him to be making these kind of decisions.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, so we get into the Madison portion, and he meets up with Madison, and he's like, you know, how are you doing? And she's like, you know what, I'm not doing well. And they have this huge conversation. And can we just talk about the fact that Pete and Madison refuse to have any conversations unless they're, like, forehead to forehead? Everything is, like
and mumbled
so close.
Too?
Like, yes, they're always talking so close. I'm like, okay, leave a little space for the Lord.
Come on, shall we? Yeah.
And so, but they're talking, and, you know, he brings it up to her, and he goes, you know what, I hate to say it, but you're giving me an ultimatum.
Yeah.
And I'm still,
this is the first time he actually kind of, you know, grew a pair a little bit.
Stands up for himself. But now that I've seen all of it, I'm in my head, I'm wondering, like, did she give him an ultimatum, or is he just making really bad decisions, or is, like, I'm very torn on my opinions about all of this now after seeing everything. But
they were just,
as it
it's
is,
just, we've got two people who are unable to make a single decision.
Yeah. Though Maddie essentially did make her decision. And
sure.
She said at the finale, like, on the second episode when she came on stage, you know, she's like, I have been unapologetically myself this entire time and has stuck to what she's believed in. And she has.
Yeah, like, I don't think she's wrong there. She is. I don't think she did it right necessarily, but that doesn't mean she didn't say things. Like, she has been open. I will give her that. She always gets a shout out for that.
Yeah, that's true.
But in this moment, right? Good. This is perfect example. Like you just said, they're forehead to forehead, basically Eskimo kissing, and Maddie, like, mumbles that I was going to tell you I love you last week, but then, like, she won't even kiss him, and
no, not at all.
This is really weird. You know, yeah, she said that and she was herself, but all of it just feels so uncomfortable and awkward. And and then Pete's on the other side because he's super crazy into this girl, and he just goes, I feel like the kind of love we have can conquer all. He's so jacked, and so, and she's basically at like 10%, and he is at 100%,
and he is at a full, like, 150. it's really crazy the difference in how he feels about everything and then how she feels about everything. But
totally.
Okay, so she ends up meeting the parents, which,
wait,
we
how
find
would you
out,
think about this the 3 hour thing? That's crazy.
Right. So we didn't know any of this. Barb was still spilling the tea. She was
Barb,
like,
was swimming in tea. She was in a tea bathtub.
I'm sick. Chris was like, So, Barb, why don't you, you know, how do you feel about Maddie and Peter? And she's like, well, first of all, she left me waiting for 3 hours and like went through this whole list of things. And I'm sitting there like, wait, what? What 3 hours?
Yeah. You know?
And, but so we find out that I guess when they were having that conversation, it was like 3 hours long and they left the parents waiting. I mean, it really did not seem like that. I just thought they had like a conversation, like a 20-minute conversation before they went in, not 3 hours. And they're, you know, they're in a different country. They flew across the world and his mom is shaken by the 3 hours.
I want to talk about that for a second. I think it is disrespectful if that's what happened, like if they were waiting that long. But it's also not necessarily like on Maddie to know that that was going on because she didn't know how long they were sitting there. So I don't know. Like, this is not something we'll never know, right? But because Barb brought that up, I want to know if she said anything to Maddie or if she's just been holding on to this whole time. Because to me,
it feels definitely like she's been holding on to this.
Yeah, exactly.
For the drama.
Right.
Barb was ready to let this fly.
She was. I did feel, I wrote this down. I did feel like when Barb and Peter Sr. Are talking to Maddie, they sound like producers to me. The way they're asking Maddie questions and stuff. And again, it's just like, we've loved this family so much. And, this was just like a really weird representation of them after all of that.
I totally agree.
What do you think of Jack? We haven't talked about Jack yet.
Jack was super interesting because he was diehard Hannah Ann.
True.
He said he was like, but I mean, he argued with him and he was like, you know what, do you feel like this for Hannah Ann as well? Or no, do you feel are your feelings as strong for Madison as they are for Hannah Ann? Like the whole family is like diehard Hannah Ann. And his mom is like, you know what, she's not ready for you. And but at the same time for Hannah, she's like, God has answered my prayers.
Yeah.
I have never seen anything like this.
She tried to flip the faith script for sure.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean,
she pulled that religion rug out right out from under Maddie. She was like, I've been praying for her and she is not you.
This question. So when they sat down, when Hannah's, Pete's mom sat down with Madison and talked about the whole religion thing, man, she was like, there was a tweet and it was like, my son fucks and that's it. It was so funny, but it's more of like, she was like, you know what? He's social, he parties. And I think she was just worried about Madison holding him back from all of those things, which I don't know if she would.
Well, we don't know that because she never really talked about it. We didn't even know that she didn't drink until this apple juice thing that happens later, which was so weird. Remember that, the sparkling apple juice thing?
I was like, miss me with that sparkling apple juice.
I was not ready for that to happen.
No wonder she was so miserable. She wasn't drinking. You need a little something to get to this.
I cannot imagine this show without a single drink. That would be, you are in like solitary confinement essentially with nothing to support yourself with.
She tortured herself.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I do think so. I think Maddie's saying, like, so she says this later on too, where she's entitled to what she wants, just as much as Peter is. And I definitely think that she's right in that. But also the thing is that like nobody has forced you to be here. And you knew all of these things beforehand. So I don't think it's fair for her. Like, there's true things that she's saying, but then she kind of takes it too far to where it's like blanket. And it's no, you knew these things about him beforehand. And you can't really just like say that and then go as if it doesn't matter that you waited until now. Because like you could have gone home a month ago when you had
a month ago.
Yeah, you know, like you knew that Pete drank. You knew that this whole like windmill thing was a situation. You saw him kiss other girls at the Cosmo Day. All of these things happened long time ago. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden she just like let them become an issue. So I don't know. I was annoyed by that more than anything because it felt like an excuse, but whatever.
Well, he's like, you know what, my family's opinion really matters to me, but then he's also like, don't tell me what to do.
Yeah.
the second his mom's like, when they flip and are like, we don't like Madison, he's like, well, now your opinion doesn't matter. So that's it. Mm-hmm. And their opinion only matters when it's following along with him.
You're so right. He walked in the door. Listen, my family's opinion really matters. And then at the end of the episode, he's like,
also Peter,
don't tell me what to do, mom.
Yeah, exactly.
Stomp into his room.
So they end up going on. He goes on this date with Maddie. And they have a whole talk about everything. And then she, you know, she ends up sending herself home because she's like, you know what? I just feel like we're not compatible. I don't know if she said compatible or what, good for each other. And she goes, and being a good warrior and fighter means knowing when to surrender. And I was like,
oh my gosh.
I know.
I know. This is something that
home in the middle of the desert.
Yeah. This is something that people talk, they like self-importance thing where chill out. You live with your parents and you were like a college basketball player. You weren't in the army fighting for, you know, like your country. You were,
what?
You dribbled basketballs and shot them into hoops. Please don't make this bigger than it is. You know, this is like a lot of athletes go that way. I guess that's what I'm saying. Cause you know, obviously, you know, I was a college athlete and I always laughed at that when people had this self-importance thing where they're like, we got to fight to the end. It's like, bro, you're literally running in a circle. Yeah.
What are we fighting for? I missed that.
Work hard, but nobody's dying out here, you know?
Right. So Peter was really confused when she sent herself home, but I don't know. I mean, he should have, I can't believe that he didn't see that coming. And the fact, this is my favorite part that happened both with Hannah Ann's date and Madison's date, that when they're having these serious conversations out there, these bugs are like fucking.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
I mean, they're swatting at these bugs like crazy. It was so funny. Uh-huh. So funny. I was like, I tweeted at the Offspray and I was like, where are you at? Like, can we get them anything? Because they're trying to have these like serious conversations and they are unable to get through one sentence without trying to like whack a mosquito off of them.
Yeah, that's
what you get for being in the great outdoors.
Exactly.
But him and Hannah Ann have a really cute date. They fed some kangaroos and I really love that she, that night when they were talking and had that really intimate moment, she was like, you know what? I want you to choose me because of me. And it's really hard for me to be giving so much and not getting anything in return. And this should have been the time when Pete was like, hey, Madison went home.
Yeah. What?
But I still want to have, I still
why
want
does
to
he...
think about this.
Yeah. I didn't understand. This Pete makes no sense. And I, like, again, we kind of talked about how much of a doormat he's been all season. I almost wondered if production told him what he could and couldn't say, and he just like went along with it instead of just saying what he wanted to say. And he keeps talking about how like this is his journey, but it really does sound like other people are speaking for him half the time. Because this is, you're totally right about that. Like, why didn't he just tell her and have them have
he
a
just
fun
told
evening
her.
instead of keeping the drama going.
Well, we end up touching at this at the end, but he didn't tell her because he knew what the outcome would have been.
Yeah.
Hannah Ann would not have stayed, especially after she was like, I want you to choose me because of me, not because, you know, essentially she's the last resort. And right. I don't think Hannah Ann would have stayed if he would have said something. So I think that's why he didn't say anything. But also it could have been, you know, things that he was allowed to say and wasn't allowed to say.
Well, they told him. He can say whatever he wants to.
Of course. Facts.
Yeah, facts. That's so, the thing that people should get. You have free range to say whatever you want to say. They're not going to – he's the bachelor. They're not going to be like, okay, we got to film this whole thing over again. We got to grab somebody else. Yeah.
Yeah. That was the perfect moment for him to, you know, voice that. But I do think that she would have left. And you know what, if that's what it is, then we wouldn't have needed to, you know, break her heart a month later.
I mean, she should have left the second that she showed up in a dress and he was wearing like a hoodie and sweatpants to this night portion of the date.
I literally was sick to my stomach. I saw that. I'm like, I can't imagine being in a bodycon dress in the comfort of my own apartment or my own hotel room when a guy shows up in literal sweats.
Literal sweats. He's wearing a zippy sweatshirt, those like $5 ones you can get from Walmart.
I know, and her face is beat to the gods, and yeah. Her hair is curled, and it was expectations of women, guys. This is outrageous.
Night two starts, and basically all we get is like the engagement, which what are we gonna say? It happens. I feel like we had Hannah Ann's like arc here in the last couple of episodes. It reminds me of what was it, Hannah G, right? Remember when she didn't see from here or hear from her all season, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden on the last rose she starts talking for once. And everyone's like, oh, she's killing it. She's going into Colton, you know?
Yeah.
And that's basically what we got this Hannah in that all of a sudden didn't care. And I don't know. I really like her now.
Oh, yeah. I'm obsessed. Obsessed with Hannah Ann. And that's what makes this whole last episode so crazy because, you know, we go into it and he says, you know, Hannah Ann gives me the confidence that true love does exist. And I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, he's just saying this because he has no one else left. Like he's truly trying to talk himself into feeling this way.
That is a red flag. Yeah, his face was saying something other than what his voice was saying. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like this whole time, mm-hmm. his face, he does not even believe a single thing he's saying at all.
I mean, there's no way he could have cared about this because Neil Lane showed him, gave him like a box of rings and he chose the first one he looked at.
What? I'm not into that. I don't even remember what that's called.
I saw that.
I don't want to hate because everybody likes different cuts, but yeah.
Yeah. That's just not yours.
Yeah.
Well, note to everybody, you guys, so you know, do not get Derek a pear-shaped ring. He won't wear it.
Yeah, it reminds me too much of how pear-shaped I am right now with this dad bod going on after wintertime.
The fact that he picked up the first ring that he saw and was like, yep, this is good. If my man isn't fully handcrafting my ring from top to bottom, this is going on my finger for my whole life. I don't want you to just be like, oh, yeah, this one's good. I don't care.
Take that one.
That's how you know. I mean, that's how like a lot of proposals are is that the guy will put so much thought into, obviously, he doesn't get this choice, but he could have at least spent, you know, more than half a second on picking out a ring. And he didn't put any effort into that, whatever. It's Neil. So you get five rings and that's fucking it. But so he's getting ready to propose and Chris comes up to him. This is the moment another moment we've been waiting for. Chris is like, you know, I hate to darken the mood, but I don't know if Hannah Ann is even coming. Okay. where did he get this info?
It was not validated. Yeah, not really. He kind of, like, Peter kind of said it to her, but it felt like, I don't know, maybe it happened, but I thought the same thing. It felt really kind of like manipulated a little bit too.
I was like, as if, since when did she say she wasn't coming?
I know. They did. I like how they just showed
that.
No, and they showed both of them just laying on the bed, their fetal position, just
well. We finally saw the producer.
Yeah, we did. That's right.
Well, sort of. They blurred out her face, but. Bitch, we have videos. No need to blur out the face. We know what you look like.
Not anymore.
But that was, it did not seem justified. Him, Chris Harrison, coming up and causing that drama, because never once did Hannah Ann say, I don't think I can go up there. Or like,
yeah,
I'm not coming.
Yep.
That's not.
I agree. I think to me, what that did was, it was just like extra stuff that I didn't even care about. It's like been so much drama so far. I kind of wanted there to be one moment where it was a little bit fluid and easy. And so to me, him doing that was just like, really, even more.
Right.
Can we get a break from this?
Yeah, we don't need that. So he ends up proposing to Hannah Ann, and right before he does, their conversation is, so how are you? That's what you're gonna ask right now?
Yeah.
Like, how they are. I mean, I'm good. Are you getting down on one knee? Or like, what's up?
Again, and, he didn't feel like he wasn't ready for this and at all.
And then Hannah Ann points this out later and was like, he basically like cornered her into a position where, what is she going to say no? Because he goes, so Madison left 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. Will you marry me?
Right.
I mean, what's she going to say no? It's in the middle of proposal. There's cameras on her. They're in Australia. This is the same type of thing Colton did with Cassie and was like, I left all those girls and my family's here. So
yeah,
are we going to date or not?
That is the same. To be fair, Pete's under the same pressure. I don't think you can put that on him like he's like taking advantage of a situation, because I think he's under the same pressure. And I do think Hannah Ann seemed excited at the time.
Of course.
Yeah.
No, of course. And I don't know. I feel like that was such a poor thinking about, you know, guy who proposes to me and the part of his wedding speech or his proposal is, by the way, my other girlfriend left 2 days ago.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't love that.
He just feels like he knows the show too well. He's not just being himself. Uh-huh. You know, he's not, instead of, this is what social media has ruined this stupid show, because it used to be so much better when people didn't realize what everyone thought, you know? But now he's just like thinks about this like a contest almost, it seems like. That's the way that like he often talks, and it's so annoying to me.
It really is. I think social media also has ruined the show, but also, I mean, I love
hey.
As a person who tweets for a living.
True.
I love this show. So he finally goes back to his parents and lets them and tells them that he is now engaged. And the reaction his mother has when he tells her that he chose Hannah Ann was so out of control. I mean, hysterically crying. And wailing. I've never seen anything like this.
I've already had enough of Barb, but at this point, let alone later.
Oh, yeah. I really want to know. I know we find out later what happened.
Yeah.
Okay, so his mom has this crazy reaction, and I want to know what she would have actually acted like if he would have chosen Maddie and not Hannah Ann. Like, would she have flipped out? I know we saw her reaction later in the show, but what would it have been initially, like right then and there, not after everything that's happened?
She really doesn't like her. The hate she has for Maddie, I don't get it. But she, something else happened that there's like something in Barb's past that makes her like, she once had a bad run in with some mascara. She's triggered by Maddie. And she's triggered by just the sight of Maddie.
Mm-hmm. Well, so he, Pete ends up getting to see Hannah Ann, and apparently it's a month later that they're finally meeting up, and I guess they haven't seen each other since, but they've clearly been talking since then.
Yeah.
And it is awkward from the beginning. They don't kiss each other. They just hug, and you know that something is off. And
well, with everything they're saying, you can tell that half of this they've talked about before. And now this is just like the first time.
Oh yeah, this is not new.
Yeah.
I feel that anxiety for her. I know exactly what that feels like.
I actually, this was totally in support for Hannah Ann that they've talked about this before, because she had it in for him, you know. And she's right. What should she do? Like, she should just walk away, you know? What's the point in talking about it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, she did it right.
Yeah. And then Pete starts to go after her to try and explain himself again.
She's like
tagging along.
No.
I really wanted to be like, did you not watch Ari do this? Everyone hated Ari for doing this. And
she goes, buddy, come on. She's like, your words, you can't be true to them, so why should I hear you out anymore?
Yeah.
I mean, facts. Right. She was so upset because he really did. He took this precious moment away from her. She was like, you took away my first engagement because I trusted you, and that's what you've been begging me to do this entire time, and I did, and now look what happened. And she, I mean, shut him down. And I already liked Hannah Ann for the past couple of episodes, and this is when like my love for her just like soared. Mm-hmm. I'm like on Barb level right then, and yeah. I was reaching Barb status with how I was feeling about Hannah Ann, and she handled that amazing, because yeah, she was pissed and it did come off kind of bitter, but like, how else are you gonna feel after having a guy who proposed to you be like, actually, I'm still in love with somebody else? That's very Jason Mesnick of him.
Even just like,
if you guys haven't watched that, you should.
Well, now we know why, by the way, now we know why that episode or that season showed up on Netflix. Because they were prepping us for this.
Oh, yeah. They were prepping.
It was all a plan. They produced us. They literally produced all of America watching that season.
And my dumbass watched it too. Like, no problem. I've been fooled. Okay, so Hannah Ann comes out in the audience.
Yeah, I don't know. She doesn't really say anything. I think we're past this. She gets Pete real well. But
I mean, she goes.
Go ahead.
Oh, well, she was just like, you know, you downplayed. You put me on the spot. You downplayed everything. And she goes, you didn't respect me enough to sit me down and tell me how you were feeling before the engagement. And she goes, I love this. If you want a real woman, you need to be a real man. And I was gagged.
No,
I was
yes. I actually kind of eye rolled at that.
What?
Yeah. I don't know. This real woman, real man stuff. Like, I kind of go, all right, talk to me about what we did. Don't like, that's, it starts to get into name calling. And whenever people in relationships start name calling, I'm just like, please don't. That was, I felt different. I felt the opposite. But that's me. That's me. I'm probably,
sure.
Get added a whole bunch of my DM for saying that. But yeah, I didn't.
Blown out.
I was like, my eyes rolled out of my head a little bit. Everything else before that, I was on her side. And then I wish that hadn't been her last thing that she said. But Barb liked it.
Barb loved it. And then Madison comes out.
Does Barb hate Peter?
No, Chris goes to see Madison. What?
Does Barb hate Peter, by the way? I can't decide.
100%. 100%. Big boy Peter got a spanking from his mommy for repeating the engagement.
Like, I want to be at their Thanksgiving this year.
What Thanksgiving? He's not invited. Yeah, Hannah Anna's though. Not.
True.
But so
oh wait.
Chris goes yeah, to well, Madison.
But right before this, so Chris just is like moderating this thing with Hannah Ann, and I caught this right before Chris tells Pete, like Pete doesn't know yet what Chris is even talking about, but he goes, Pete, you don't even know this yet. And the look on Peter's face, he has a death stare at Chris Harrison. He's going, what are you going to throw at me next?
Yeah, and it's he's literally like, don't just talk with Chris. Me now.
Yeah, it's just like literally Chris going to talk to Maddie. But the one time that Pete has given a look that he needed that fire all season. It took him to get to his lowest low to finally grow a pair and like talk back to his mom and Chris Harrison. But here we are.
I mean, what was he getting? He was getting dragged on stage. He had to say something.
Too little,
he could
too
not
late,
just
though.
Sit there and take it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so Chris goes and sees Madison and, you know, talking to her. And she's like, you know, I couldn't sleep. I couldn't eat. And she said that she regrets it. And the
our best pet's heads are falling off.
Really, I know. What I thought was really interesting about this conversation was that Chris asked Madison, or Chris told Madison, so Pete is no longer engaged. And her first thought was, is he okay? Girl code. Mm-hmm. Is she okay? Like, true. What's going on? Like, that's, I understand why she asked about him. She's in love with him, but you have to think about the other side. I know she doesn't know any details on whether she broke it off with him or he broke it off with her, but my initial thought would be is, you know, how is she doing?
Especially finding out that they broke up because Pete was in love with Maddie.
Right.
It's hard to,
I don't know, process that for me personally, but.
I really like, I didn't, I just thought of something that I need to tweet, but I liked when Maddie was like, well, I don't think you can tell me this, but, and Chris perked up and goes, I can tell,
I'll tell you anything. You
anything. It was like Michael Scott where he puts his chin on his hands. Yeah.
What do you want to know?
Exactly.
Well,
I'll tell you anything.
So they go to LA, and it's so funny because Pete acts surprised when Madison comes to see him in LA, which I thought was really interesting because I'm like, you probably knew she was coming. I mean, the camera crew was there. It's not like you're caught on candid camera and all of a sudden you have Madison showing up. And, you know, their entire conversation about how they feel about each other, they're showing Barb. And this is when we get into the real Barb stuff, is that she is rolling her eyes this entire time. Every time Madison comes on screen, her eyes are rolling.
Yeah. I didn't like that they showed the Barb cam, but also I didn't like either. So everybody lost in the last 30 minutes of this show. There were zero winners.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone lost. First of all, Madison doesn't really say anything of substance, and neither does Peter. We are no different. We are not a different place at all than we were an hour earlier.
Oh. No, we're the exact same position, doing the exact same shit, talking about the exact same stuff. It's no different in the slightest. So I think this is such a sign as to this is what we're going to be getting from Barb, and that's it.
Yeah. The only thing I really wrote down, I started to write down a bunch of stuff about the Barb conversation. I mean, everybody online was saying the exact same thing. But the only thing that I noticed was that Barb looks at her DMs.
Oh yeah.
She's like, Barb was like, I've been getting so much support in my DMs. So DM
this
Barb.
This is what makes me think that she is some thirsty mom.
Thirsty. Mm-hmm. I know.
You know, she, I mean, I haven't checked her Instagram because I frankly do not care about the content. The fact that she's like, you know what, I'm getting a lot of love in my DMs, but the show last night didn't show everything that happened. Like, she's referring to all of these things as the show, or this is what showed, like, this is how my character. She is an actress.
She is.
That is so thirsty. It is obvious. Painfully
but
obvious.
I mean, we should have known this from the start. Pete was a child actor. That's what this is, you know, this is what we should have expected. We expected more, but you know what? This was, the writing was on the wall a long time ago.
This is what we got. Mm-hmm. So Maddie and his mom sort of, you know, they don't get into it. Maddie sort of stays quiet during this entire time while Barb is like, you know what? She left me waiting for 3 hours. She didn't want to meet us yet. And there was no apology. And she wouldn't say yes, that she's in love. And she wouldn't accept a proposal. And that's what Barb is holding on to. And Maddie, yeah, this is when she was like, you know, I was who I am this entire time. And I stuck to it. And Pete finally
Maddie was giving
spoke
some
up.
Great looks, though. They didn't even need a Maddie cam. She was straight up on stage, just giving her the like, oh, how nice, honey. You know, like the Southern nice, uh-huh, like the face version of that.
Oh yeah, because she's not gonna say anything. That's not how they do it. No. But Pete finally sticks up and says, you know what? I love her, and I hope that you can give her that chance. And his mom, again, like, will not let this go. She goes, you know what? My whole family wants the best for him. And, you know, the only person in their relationship that it's compromising is Pete. And her quote when she said, he's going to have to fail to succeed because this is not going to work. And then all of our family and all of his friends think the exact same thing. Ew.
Yeah, I agree. His dad stood by Barb too. Pete Sr.
Well, yeah, what's he going to do? Say, question Barb right there. She would have literally killed him on site.
Two things I wish would have happened. He would have come home and told them first that it was Maddie just to mess with them. And second, Pete Sr. would have disagreed with Barb on stage.
That would have been the only thing better that could have happened was Pete's dad, like, if he would have stuck up for Pete and questioned Barb.
Yeah.
But he didn't. Well, he knows better.
At the end of this, if I'm Maddie and I watch all of this season back and I am where we are now, honestly, if I'm genuine and real, I'm not with Pete. I'm like, nah, come on, man.
I wouldn't be with Pete. I'm thinking if I were Hannah and I saw all of this, like she saw all of this. I remember when you were watching your stuff from Paradise in real time. I mean, she didn't know any of these things were happening. Any of these conversations had been had with Pete and Madison. And watching that back, especially after knowing that they got engaged and, God, I mean, that probably stunk.
That would have been rough. Yeah,
that's rough.
For sure.
And I think that's what we all forget about that factor is that they're all seeing this stuff for the first time too. Not their sections, but the stuff that's happening with other people. They are all watching it in real time with us and they're having to relive all of these things.
Well, I don't know. I'm glad the season's behind us. Honestly, I hope that the Listen to Your Heart is a little bit more funny and fun, like the way that they make Paradise, because I need a break. I need a break big time.
I need a break. What I'm worried about with Listen to Your Heart is that it's going to be hard to connect. I guess maybe not. I'm thinking about the fact that I won't know anyone, but I guess we don't know anybody when they come on The Bachelor either.
True, but I think it's only like 6 weeks. Either way, it'll be a nice break to me, I think.
Definitely. Well, Claire came out on stage.
Yeah.
And yes, she did. Looked amazing.
She looks great.
She looks great. I'm so excited to see what kind of men are on her season. Like this, I've never been so excited for a cast ever.
I know, because they're still looking for people. They just threw the dice, rolled the dice, and were like, all right, we're just going to do this. They jumped in, you know what I mean?
Oh, definitely. I also wonder what's going to happen with filming because of coronavirus.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think about that. I don't know.
You know, like, they're getting ready to start filming soon.
There's so much money behind this. I don't think they'll change a TV show filming.
All these dirty ass boys, please.
Everybody making out with one girl. She's going to get
Hell no. This is why Coachella has been postponed, because they can't have all of these people just making out with each other, spreading disease. Like, this is too much. Okay, so it is time for our final Skinny Pop moments of the week for this season. Derek, are you?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
By memory.
By memory.
All right. Now it's time for something sweet, salty, and cheesy. It's a Skinny Pop moment.
It's a Skinny Pop moment of the Bachelor week.
I forgot that we can't do this. Okay, technical difficulties on the Skinny Pop. We will improve from here on out. But the moments are just as sweet, salty, and cheesy, just like my third segue of the night.
All right. But before we start, we want to thank our sponsor, Skinny Pop Popcorn. It's gluten-free popcorn with super delicious crunchy kernels that come in flavors like butter, cheddar, and you can snack without compromise. You can find Skinny Pop products at shop.skinnypop.com or retailers nationwide. And do not forget to sign up for the Bachelor Fantasy by Betches in partnership with Skinny Pop. Register now at bachelorfantasy.betches.com. That is bachelorfantasy.betches.com. Okay, this was really hard for me this week. So I'm going to start off with the sweet moment. And
I have my sweet moment.
I don't even know. I honestly, I this was really one. Difficult. Yeah.
Mine was the kangaroos, the baby kangaroos. Oh.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm even, like, what am I even questioning her for?
The only, everything else was just so much, and that was the only little reprieve we got. Thank God.
Mm-hmm. Yes, no, that is definitely my sweet moment as well. Thank
I
you.
I wanted more time with the baby kangaroos. It was literally maybe a minute and a half, 2 minutes.
Yeah, they just been, simply not enough.
Yeah.
But we had to get into the Barb drama. We don't got time for kangaroos when there's Barb on set.
Yeah, you got to bring that salty Barb.
Right. And for the salty moment, it had to definitely go for me. Hannah Ann and Peter, like when she put her hand in Peter's face when he walked her to the car, and she was like, okay, just go, and put her hand up, and like, the window rolled up and she rolled her eyes. She was done. That was my salty moment for sure.
Mine was the one we just talked about where Barb said the fail to succeed thing. Like, she was throwing salt on Pete and Maddie at the same time.
God, it was so bad.
If your son is on TV and you've seen him go through all the things he has, I just don't understand how you make it worse for him. Just get up there and say, what Pete knows what he wants, he'll deal with the consequences. Not these like one-liners that she knows are going to be on TV.
Exactly. Wait, so they do film they film the final rose in real time. Like, this is live, right?
Yeah, that's why Barb was able to say the thing about they didn't show everything last night. Like, they would always cut that out. But that was legit live tonight. So they weren't able to like edit anything that she said.
Oh, I was wondering why Hannah Ann didn't see my DM, but that makes sense now. She's like on TV. Okay, so my cheesy moment has to be how Barb reacts when Pete comes home for the first time and she's hysterically sobbing and unable to breathe. That's my cheesy moment.
Same. That's what I went down to.
And then That is it for the Skinny Pop moments. Oh my gosh, I'm going to miss them. So thanks again to our sponsor, Skinny Pop Popcorn. You guys can find Skinny Pop products at shop.skinnypop.com or retailers nationwide. And register now for Bachelor Fantasy by Betches in partnership with Skinny Pop at bachelorfantasy.betches.com. All right. And our Cringe Harrison, it's time.
Cringe Harrison.
Cringe Harrison. Yeah, Barb Cam. Definitely. That's exactly what I have written down. Anytime anybody was speaking, especially Madison, Barb.
Yeah. It blew my buzz, you know, like it ruined the show a little bit. I don't know.
I kind of loved it, but I do not love her, but I loved watching her for pure entertainment.
I started out loving it. But I felt so bad for Pete in this moment.
I would be so angry with my mother. Wow.
Yeah. There's no way I would let that fly either. He just kind of took it. I wouldn't have expected anything else, but like, I was just surprised that he didn't go, "Mom, you need to stop," you know?
Yeah. What's he going to do? Yell at his mom and on national TV?
Yeah.
Live?
Yes.
Imagine. My mom would beat the shit out of me.
he's like 28 years old. Although he does still,
I know.
He's trying to hold on to that basement room that he's got for free right now. He still lives at home. So
One hundo. I mean, his house is nice. You see that? I'd still live at home too. Okay, that is our show for the week. We will be back every week with new topics. We'll definitely be talking to you guys about what we should talk about, what you guys want to hear about. We'll definitely have an episode breaking down the new cast members for Claire season when they come out. And we will be starting up our, our recaps for Listen to Your Heart, April 13th as well. But stay tuned for weekly episodes. And I'm so sad. No, I'm not. I'm not sad the season's over. I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm glad. This one is an L. We got to put this L behind us.
Start fresh. Make sure you guys rate, review, and subscribe each week. And follow us on Instagram at The Bachelor and on Twitter at Bachelor Pod. I'm Kay York City.
And I'm Derek Pace.
And this was The Bachelor.
The Bachelor.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
The Bachelor Podcast is hosted by Kay Brown
and Derek Pate. Our editor is Mike Coscarelli.
Our podcast managers are Sean Kilby and Mike Coscarelli. Social media by Kay Brown.
Artwork by Brittany Levine. Be sure to follow us at The Bachelor on Instagram and at Bachelor Pod on Twitter.
Betches.